Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I am addressing the following question to all the married men in my audience. What did you do during courtship that won that beautiful young woman to agree to marry you? Did you dress attractively so that she would think you were the handsomest man in the whole country? Well, at least in town. Did you take her to movies, to concerts, to fancy restaurants, and to other places you thought she would like to go? Did you buy her candy and flowers? In short, did you try to convince her that she could not get along in life without you? Now that you have been married 10 years or 30 years, or in my case 52 years, what are you doing for her now? Do you have the attitude of the man who told the judge at a divorce hearing, "I told her 50 years ago that I loved her. If I ever change my mind, I will let her know"? As every marriage counselor knows, women often complain that their husbands neglect to do some of the little things they did before marriage. They never bring the wives gifts or even tell them that they love them. That, dear friends, is a grievous mistake. Strother A. Campbell's book, Making Marriage Christian, comments on the dangers of neglecting a wife. By simply neglecting a wife whose heart craves kisses and caresses, a husband makes it easy for her to listen to the flattery and lovemaking of another man. Husbands often forget this. A woman naturally wants to be loved and to be told that she is loved. Nothing else will take the place of it. She will put up with scanty fare if her husband will only satisfy her heart hunger. Every married man knows that he won his wife by loving her and making her believe he would make her a wonderful husband. But alas, no sooner has the preacher finished saying, "I now pronounce you man and wife, and what God has joined together, let not man put asunder," than he quits telling her that he loves her. Is she disappointed? Ask her. Any man who has secured the consent of a good woman to be his wife can bind her to him with hooks of steel by occasionally putting his manly arms around her and giving her a kiss with a kick in it, just like the one he gave her the night she said, "Whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people." Too often a man, after he is married, thinks his wife is his forever, without any effort on his part to keep her and to keep her in love with him. He dives headlong into his business or his profession and becomes oblivious of all else. Presently, along comes a flattering philanderer and runs away with his wife. Men, I mean you married men, when you go home at night, tell her that you love her. But if you do, be sure to have the smelling salts handy, for she is likely to faint from shock. Pages 52 and 53. If you think Dr. Campbell has exaggerated the situation, you are not keeping up with what is occurring in marriages across our great land. Do you honestly believe a woman would want to leave a man who not only told her that he loved her, but showed his love for her in countless ways? Her husband might not be so handsome as Clark Gable or Robert Redford, but she would probably think he was the greatest husband in the world. Paul used considerably different language from that of Dr. Campbell, but his meaning can hardly be missed. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So ought men to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Ephesians 5, 25 and 28. What a great honor it is to be the husband of a lovely and loving wife. We men should never forget that, and should strive with all of our might to be the very best husbands of which we are capable. It not only pays great dividends, it is what God demands of us. We thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless and keep you.